From the Ingles studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, March 13th, and happy 63rd birthday to U2 guitarist Adam Clayton. I'm Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Gwinnett County Public Schools. Fatal collision in Petrie Corners claims three lives, including a five-year-old. Suwannee man accused of domestic assault involved in car crash amid police pursuit. And internal party challenges await certain local Democrats in upcoming re-election bid. Plus, my conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets on food longevity. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Calling all change makers and educators.
Your chance to shape the future is here at Gwinnett County Public Schools. Join us at the Regional Job Fair on March 26th at Brookwood High School from 4 to 6 p.m. Be the difference in our community and take the next step in your career. Say yes to GCPS and register online today. TeamGCPS.com, where your calling as an educator awaits.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. Are you looking to save money on your grocery shopping trip? Don't overlook Laura Lynn products. Laura Lynn is our store brand or private label line of products that taste great and represent great savings for you and your family. So be sure and give Laura Lynn products a try.
A devastating car crash in Petrie Corners resulted in three fatalities, including a five-year-old girl, and left three others wounded. The incident occurred at the crossroads of Petrie Corners Circle and Elmside Village Lane, involving a dark blue BMW and a yellow Chevrolet Camaro. The BMW, while attempting a left turn onto Petrie Corners Circle, collided with the Camaro traveling south on the same route. The impact was on the BMW's driver's side door. The occupants of the BMW, Armis Harding and Laura Ruida, both from Brookhaven, were pronounced dead at the scene. The Camaro's driver and front seat passenger sustained severe injuries. Two children in the back seat, ages 5 and 6, were seriously hurt. The younger child, Aura Camarano, tragically passed away at the hospital due to her injuries. Authorities are continuing their investigation into the case of this tragic accident. Lance Bradley Nelson, a 47-year-old Suwannee resident, is facing multiple charges following an alleged domestic assault incident. According to reports, Nelson is accused of physically assaulting his wife and keeping her at gunpoint in their home over a two-day period. The situation reportedly began as a verbal dispute before escalating. Following the assault, the victim managed to escape to a neighbor's residence and seek assistance. Nelson subsequently fled the scene in a gray Mercedes SUV, sparking a high-speed chase with police. During the pursuit, Nelson reportedly crashed into several vehicles, including two police cars, before abandoning his SUV. Nelson then attempted to escape on foot, but was eventually detained by officers near a local hotel. He is currently receiving treatment for minor injuries prior to be taken into custody. Fortunately, no motorists involved in the collision sustained any injuries. An array of Democrats in Gwinnett County is set to face internal party challenges in the forthcoming primary election, indicating a potential division within the party and lack of unanimous support for incumbent candidates. The list of challenged individuals includes County Commission Chairwoman Nicole Love Hendrickson, Sheriff Kebo Taylor, District Attorney Patty Austin Gadsden, District 3 Commissioner Jasper Watkins, and Tax Commissioner Denise Mitchell. Sheriff Kebo Taylor will find himself up against former contenders and Republicans in the primary. Similarly, District Attorney Patsy Austin Gadsden is set to compete against two prosecutors from her own office. Chairwoman Hendrickson faces opposition from ex-state Representative Donna McLeod. The victor will go on to face Republican candidate in the November elections. The school board, judicial positions, and congressional districts are also seeing contested races. State Representatives Derek McCollum and David Clark have been confronted with challenges in the primaries. The retirements of Representative Pedro Marin and Senator Gloria Butler have instigated contested races for the replacement. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral pre-arrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassion and care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor William J. Bill Clack, Marvin James Summers, and Mark Giuliano. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Researchers from the University of Manchester and Oxford University have utilized an AI framework known as Classics to rapidly identify and monitor emergency COVID-19 variants. This innovative system streamlines the processing of extensive genomic data, thereby automating detection of potentially problematic strains. Utilizing their approach, researchers can analyze an impressive 5.1 million sequences in a span of 1 to 2 days. This not only significantly reduces the time and resources needed compared to traditional methods, but also enables faster responses to new variants. The Classics framework integrates dimension reduction techniques with explainable clustering algorithms. This combination allows for the grouping of similar sequences based on their genetic patterns, facilitating more efficient tracking of variants. A recent study suggests an alarming trend where individuals are pursuing plastic surgery to mimic and filter images of themselves seen on social media platforms such as Snapchat and Instagram. This phenomenon, referred to as Snapchat dysmorphia, stems from unrealistic beauty standards propagated by photo editing applications. The researchers found a link between frequent social media use and an increased desire for cosmetic procedures. This is especially prevalent among individuals who heavily engage with filtered images and influencers. The study, carried out by Boston University, stresses the necessity for healthcare practitioners to consider the influence of social media on patient self-perception and aspirations for cosmetic alterations. And now here's my conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets on food longevity.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with 2 T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
Okay, Leah, our question of the day is coming from Brian, and I kind of identify with this one too. And I think this is a really interesting idea. So he's asking, is there a website or resource that'll tell me how long certain foods will keep in the fridge or freezer? As somebody who likes to cook and likes to make extra and then freeze it, I'd like to know this as well. So what do you got for us?
Yeah, you know, one of my favorites that I have on my phone is called Food Keeper, F-O-O-D-K-E-E-P-E-R. And it's a joint effort between the USDA and I believe it's Cornell University. And it's a free app that I downloaded to my phone a while ago. And it has all that kind of information, like how long does certain food keep in the refrigerator or your freezer or your pantry. It also lets me know about food recalls, which for my job with Ingles is really important. And for many consumers and customers, it's also very important information. So that's one that I would really recommend, Food Keeper. You can always go to websites like USDA, or check in with your local health department or your cooperative extension office in your town or your county, and they should have that kind of information as well. I've seen people with very handy charts that they keep on their refrigerator to kind of let them know how long certain foods will keep in their fridge and freezer. And, you know, things don't keep indefinitely. I mean, the place that they will keep for the longest amount of time, you know, of course, in your freezer, as long as it's contained very properly, like that, so you don't get air and moisture in and that results in freezer burn. But freezing is definitely going to be the longest, the way you keep food the longest. But the longer you keep food in the, even in the freezer, it's going to dehydrate it a little bit. It may not be as moist when you cook it. There also might be freezer burn, like I said, if it's not wrapped properly. And so it might have a little bit of a taste change or even a smell to it. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
We'll have final thoughts after this.
Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community Podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News Podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.